Today, what I want to talk about, the beginner's guide, the most advanced guide to weight loss, what you should focus on. So if you're a beginner, if you're intermediate, if you're advanced, you should listen to this podcast because I'm going to help you. We're going to dive into it. We have some topics to talk about because I want you to succeed in your life. That's it. That's all I want you to do is succeed. I want you to feel successful. I want you to get to your goal and I want you to dominate life. So here we go.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling, happy, fantastic face. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're ready to go. I'm glad that you're pumped up. I'm glad that you're excited to do great things. That's what I'm excited for you. I am pumped. I'm excited. I am pumped. I am excited. So let's start off with a story. The other day I was watching on social media. Are you familiar with Steve Harvey? You know, the comedian. He's a guy that's on Family Feud, Steve Harvey. So he's a host of Family Feud. And he was talking about how for 37 days, one of his buddies, I can't remember the guy's name, so we'll just say Charlie. We'll just say his name was Charlie. So Charlie started to call him every morning at 5:30. So for 37 days in a row, he would call Steve Harvey at 5:30 in the morning. And he would say, "Hey, Steve." So Steve would answer the phone and Steve was describing the story. So Steve was like, "I'd answer the phone, I'd pick it up, and hello." And he would go, "Hey, Steve, this is Charlie. What's up, man? It's the best day ever. Good morning. I hope you have a great day." And then he'd hang up. So Steve is telling this story. So if you know who Steve Harvey is, you know that he's funny the way he tells stories. So he goes on the next day, so day three. And he does this, for 37 days in a row at 5:30 a.m. So you can imagine if someone called you at 5:30 a.m. every day, you kind of would be a little ticked off, right? So he said on the 38th day, he called, but his tone was different. So he answered, he's like, "Hey, this is Steve. What's up, man? What's up, Charlie?" And so the guy's like, "Hey, Steve." His tone was different. Steve said that the guy's tone was different. The guy was like, "Hey, Steve, why do you answer the phone like that, man? Like, you're tired and you're not excited, and you're Steve Harvey. Like, you don't have very many things going bad for you, man." And so Steve was like, "What?" And then he hung up. And so he said when he got off the phone with this guy, he totally was shocked. He was just like, "Why would he dare say that to me? Why would he say that to me?" Because I think that what he was feeling was, why would he think of me like this? Like, for him to think that, you know, I'm a happy guy, I'm excited, I'm fun and everything. But at that moment, he's like, "That's who you are, but you're not acting like that type of person." So it just started getting me to think. So he said on the next day, so he was waiting. On that 39th day, he was waiting for his friend to call him. And so it's 5:30 a.m. He's like, "You know what? I'm going to prove him wrong." So he calls, and before the guy's actually able to say, "Hey, what's up, Steve?" He goes, "Hey, what's up, Charlie?" Like, he's like pumped up. He's like, "What's up, man? Today's a great day. We're challenging ourselves. It's awesome, man. Hope you have a great day." So the moral of the whole story, what I just told you, if you followed along, was, like, I think sometimes we get stuck in a rut. Like, we don't appreciate what we have going for us. Like, we don't appreciate what we're doing. We don't appreciate our lives. And I'm there with you. We don't do it. Like, we're not thankful. We don't say thankful enough. We don't say grace enough. We don't say those things. So I was just thinking about that. Like, why don't we get up every morning going, "Man, this is our day. This is what we're going to do. Wow, I'm pumped up. I'm excited," because we're alive, right? We could be dead. We could. So I was just thinking about that. And this goes for beginners. This goes for intermediates. This goes for advanced. This goes for everybody. So I think sometimes with fitness, we get too stuck on a number. We get too stuck on how we should look. We get too stuck on those things instead of enjoying the journey. I have a client right now that's in awesome shape. She is in awesome shape. She is strong. She is powerful. She's in her 40s. She has kids. Like, she looks great. Like, she's strong. She's powerful. But all she cares about is the number on the scale, which, that's okay. That's fine with me. but she lets it dictate her life. She lets it dictate how she feels. She lets it dictate everything, her energy, her output, her excitement, her sadness, all those things. And I thought, why not start off the podcast today with that story and with this, and to really get you to start thinking about, like, this is your life. So enjoy it. Be strong. Be powerful. Lift weights. Go for walks. Do all these things. So I wanted to talk about all this. So if you're a beginner and you're just starting out, if you're an intermediate person, advanced exerciser, an advanced exerciser, it's not somebody that can stand on a Bosu ball and balance on one foot and hold a kettlebell overhead on a pinky. That's not an advanced exerciser. I think an advanced exerciser is somebody that's been doing it for a long time. It's become such a habit. So this is for you. So if you want to lose weight, if you want to burn fat, you got to be in a calorie deficit. You know that. I've told you this over and over and over again. You can't eat very much. You just can't. And as you get older, you can't eat very much. You know why? Because you don't move. You don't move enough. You don't move. You're driving everywhere. You're seated. Even as I do this podcast right now, I'm thinking about, like, I don't move as much as I used to when I was in my 20s. I don't move as much as I used to when I was a teen. I don't move as much as I used to when I'm in my 30s. I don't move as much as I did, right, as when I was younger. You just don't. You stop moving, and so you continue to eat at the same rate. You have to change that. You can't eat as much. You have to eat less if you want to burn fat. You have to be in a calorie deficit. Do I need to tell you, like, an equation? Do I have to tell you, well, you subtract this, you take this number, and you multiply it by this? No. Just know you can't eat as much. Log your food. Use apps like MyFitnessPal. Use apps like the Lose It app and log your stuff and put it in the thing and just go, you know what? I'm going to have 1,500 calories every single day. And then if some guru or somebody out there on social media says, oh, you cannot be eating 1,200 calories or 1,500 calories, you're going to starvation mode. It's not true. As long as you have enough energy to support your daily life, you're able to do things, work out, hang out with your friends, your family, and just not be a total dud in the mud, then you're okay, right? Calorie deficit, that's where it's at. How do you get into a calorie deficit? Well, just eat less. That's it. Eat less. Don't eat as many carbs. Don't go through the drive-thru as much. Eat at home. How about have a sandwich? Sandwiches aren't high in calories. 2 pieces of bread, maybe 100 calories. You put some turkey on there, there's probably 50 calories, 150 calorie freaking sandwich. There's your meal. Oh, but that doesn't have everything. Bro, you kidding me? Just keep it simple. You can go for daily walks. Daily walks are so awesome. I have a client right now too, and this is so cool. She said, you know what, Andrew, you'd be proud of me. And I am proud of her because she just had a baby and she's feeling down about herself. But guess what? She's getting up every morning at 5:30 a.m. She told me today, she said, you know what, Andrew, I feel good about getting up at 5 and walking at 5:30. She has a treadmill. Her brother gave her a treadmill and she's been walking on it. That's a huge deal, man. That's a huge deal. But your habits are going to dictate your outcomes. So whatever habit that you put in place, no matter even if you have a goal of losing 30 pounds or if you I don't really care too much about goals, but if you have some type of number, guess what? The habits, they matter. How are you going to get there? So I thought that was great. You got to want it bad enough. If you want to be skinny, you want to be toned, you want to have muscle, you got to want it bad enough. Another thing to help you with weight loss, protein. How much protein should you be intaking? You need to be intaking protein. One of my daughters, she's 17. She's put on muscle over the last 3-4 months. She has. She's lean. She's skinny. But she's put on muscle, man. She looks good. And I tell her all the time. She sends me pictures of her Snapchats of her food. And I'm like, where's the protein? Where's the protein? I'm impressed by what you're eating, but where's the protein? I need protein. If you want to put on lean muscle mass and have less body fat on your body, then you got to eat protein. Protein, protein, protein. How much protein should you intake? At least 100 grams a day, I would think. Shoot for that. If you can't get there, then you don't want it bad enough. You don't want to put muscle on your body. Heck, you can get there pretty easily. I have 2 bars sitting in front of me right now, and each bar is about 25 grams. So that's already 50. If I have 2 bars a day, that's 50 grams, plus my eggs in the morning, plus my meal at night, that's probably over 100 grams. It's not that hard. You make it too hard. Don't make it that hard. How about eat some fruits and veggies? I have a bag of apples that I'm looking at right now. Gala? I don't know how to say it. Apples, they're fantastic. They're great. Eat some apples. Have a bag of apples in your office or at home. Eat the apples. Don't go to the chips. Eat the apples. Eat the vegetables. Last night we had asparagus, turkey, and some white rice for dinner. It was great. Do I enjoy pizza? Yes. I'll have a slice of pizza if pizza's there. But does it fit into what I'm doing? Absolutely. What are my goals? What do I want to accomplish? Those are all things that you need to take into consideration when you're wanting to burn fat, when you're wanting to lose weight. Strength training. You got to be strength training. If you want less body fat on your body, if you want to lose weight, you got to be strength training. You got to be hitting the gym floor. You got to put on some muscle, man. The muscle mass that you can put on, the bone density that you can have, all those things. All those things are important when you're lifting weights. All of it. Fantastic things. So make sure that you're lifting weights. You got to lift weights. You got to lift weights. How many times a week? At least 3 to 4. Why not 2 to 3? Who cares? Shoot for 3 to 4, whatever you can fit into your schedule. 5 exercises. I'm going to push something. I'm going to pull something. I'm going to squat something. I'm going to deadlift something. I'm going to lunge. All those things, they're going to help you. I guarantee it. You'll become a better athlete, a better parent, a better father, mother, daughter, whatever, spouse. You just will. I just believe that entirely. Your spiritual life will get better too. You know what? We'll throw this in there. Cardio. You can do a little cardio here and there. Why not jump on the tread and go for a run? Why not get on the elliptical, the bike? All those things are great. Just added movement. It's just added movement. But make sure you hit your weights first. That's why it's top on the list. Hit your weights, then go get additional cardio in. It's not that hard, man. There's so many programs out there. So many things. So many things. How about drink some water? How about to have some H2O? H2O is great. How much? At least half your weight in ounces. You weigh 200 pounds, have 100 ounces of water a day. I don't know what that is in liters because I can't do math. So, yeah, that's simple. How about sleep? How about sleeping? Weight loss is a huge component. Sleep is a huge component of weight loss. So you need to be sleeping at least 6 to 9 hours a night. Get your sleep in. Get it. Talk. Put away the devices. I was talking about that today. Put away the devices. Sit there. Have a good conversation with your spouse, with your loved ones, with your kids, with a book. Put them away. Let your mind get away from all that. I do a lot of work at night. I do a lot of work on my computer at night for my personal business, for training, social media, all that. I got to put it away because if not, it keeps me up. I got to put it away. So same thing for you. How about stress management? Can you stress less? You can never get rid of stress. Stress is always going to be there. Stress is good. What was the phrase I heard yesterday? I think it was diamonds. Diamonds are made under stress or something. But I'm telling you, stress less. How do you do that? By your habits. By knowing, you know what, I'm going to get up early and I'm going to walk. I'm going to go to the gym. What happened today? School is delayed. Guess what I got to do? I still got to keep that habit going. I go to the gym later. I do a quick workout later. There's always a way to deter a detour. So stress less. How about having more patience? I'm the most patient son of a gun and the most impatient son of a gun you'll ever meet. I'm very patient with goals, with goal setting, I guess you could say, with my habits. I'm very patient. I'm a patient person because I know things take time. If you want to be successful in anything, it takes time. But I'm also very impatient because I want to go all out. So that may be you, but you got to be patient, man. Things don't happen. You can't lose 100 pounds yesterday or tomorrow. You got to be patient with it. Stay patient. How about being consistent? Consistency is the key to everything I just told you. If you can't be consistent in getting up in the morning and walking on the treadmill or going and strength training 3 to 4 days a week or working out on the weekend or reading a book or drinking water, all this doesn't matter. You don't want it bad enough. You really don't. So all the excuses that you've come up with, that you've told everybody about, guess what? You got to put all those aside if you really want to do this. If you really want to burn fat, if you really want to lose weight. This goes for beginners and intermediate advanced exercisers. This goes for human beings, period. If you want to be on stage, be a competitor, that's bodybuilding, guys. This isn't bodybuilding. I don't coach bodybuilding. That's a sport. I just coach fitness. I just coach general health and fitness. That's it. So that way you can go and play with your kids. That way you can wrestle with your kids. That way you can have fun with your kids, your grandkids, and do it for generations. Maybe, well, why not your great-grandkids? Why not play with them one day? Why not be able to wrestle with them? Why not? That's what I think about. I hope you do too. This goes for everybody. Everybody. You are in control of what goes into your mouth. You are in control of how you move. You are in control of all that. You're in control of it. So take advantage of today. And that's why I wanted to start off with that story. Because I think a lot of times it's our mindset. We got to get over our mind. We got to get over ourselves. Keep it simple, but attack it every single day, and you'll start burning fat. but you got to want it. Okay? Well, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. Check out the other podcast episodes. There's a bunch. But you know what? This is how it always goes. Keep this in mind. Stay positive. But remember, listen to a good song. Hear a good beat. And the blood will start to flow. So enjoy this one. Enjoy this sick beat.
See you later.